For the next hour, we're talking dirty on FM Talk 106.5, a show to help you win the battle against dirt. With information about vacuums, tips and tools to make your job easier. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. Now, here is your Talking Dirty host, David Lord.
All right, Charlie, we're back again for the A&A Vacuum Happy Hour.
Have you I like that. Have you noticed how quickly the week went by since last Sunday's
show? It's wonderful, and the weather's been wonderful. Cooler, nicer.
Hey, this hour on the radio on a Sunday afternoon, this is what gets me up to come into the station every week.
That's right.
Every day I work, I know I'm a day closer to the A&A Vacuum.
To our happy hour. And happy hours, the drinks are free. You can't get better than that. Are you buying?
Let me go check my wallet.
Well, you are listening, guys, to A&A Vacuum Art, and we are going to talk about all things for floor care. And just so you know something about us, we've got two locations that service all floor care products and sells the very best floor care products. I got two stores. Our family has one in West Mobile, a block west of University. We have one about a half mile south of Thomas Hospital on Highway 98, and my brother Tony is over there. Everything to do with vacuums, shampooers, steam mops, built-in vacuum flow systems, air purifiers. And while I'm talking about our locations, I might as well give our telephone numbers. In West Mobile, it's 661-3549. And in Fairhope, 928-9286. When you can, please go to our webpage, shoppingforvax.com. That's shoppingforvax.com. Our webpage is truly unique. Instead of a picture and a description, what you get everywhere, you actually can get a picture, click on the picture, and you get one of us actually demonstrating the product for you. So it's really, really unique. And you can see, a lot of these products you won't have heard of before. You know, we're inundated with Bissell and Shark and Dyson, and they're all infomercials and all the time. And you know what? You never get to see what the good stuff is, who makes it and how good it is and what it looks like, and that it's not any more expensive than the stuff you're already seeing every day that's full of plastic, and they want you to buy it and then mail it off to them if there's ever a problem. And folks, there will be problems because man makes it. And in addition to our webpage, I must tell you, you got to go to Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Is that what we call it?
I think.
Because on our Facebook page, we even have something called a podcast. I don't even know what a pod is. I've seen a movie about pod people, mm-hmm. and that was a science fiction movie.
I called them
the spaghetti people, but they're pod people.
Yeah,
you're not a pod person if you go to the podcast.
I'm sure it's pound on doorknobs or something. I don't know.
I don't get it. All I know is my good friend Jolene Roxbury and her crazy friends helped me with all of that, and we have about the coolest podcast that you've ever seen.
She does have a wonderful collection of friends, don't she?
Well, they're kooky friends, but they're all right.
And they're loyal.
And they they are loyal. But you know, while we're talking about that, I got to share a story. You know, it's school's back, of course, and I had to go down to St. Dominic's with my youngest. He's 13 and 6'2" or something. He's probably not that tall.
He's a big boy.
He's a lot taller than me. That's all I can say, which is, you know, you don't have to be
not a major
tall to be taller than me. But so we go down there again. I got another year of going down, talking with teachers about grades. They said, he's a wonderful child, and he's a role model student. His grades are terrific. And I said, pardon me one second. Son, could you step out of the room so that we could all talk about you behind your back? And he stepped out. And when he shut the door, I went, whoo! Do you know how many years and children I have gone through to wait for this moment right now? Could you repeat those words? Role model student.
Can I record this?
Yes, yes. Because in one more year, I'm going to say, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last.
Right.
And so we all had a good laugh and everything else. And when we walked out, I had to stop, collect myself, get a solemn face on.
That's right. You didn't want to give him the big head.
No, definitely not. So we walked out of there all collectively with a grim face on. And I walked through because you're like gated in. Mm-hmm. You know, once you get into St. Dominic, they don't want you to get out. And so a lady unlocks the gate for me. And she goes, wow, do I recognize that voice from the radio? So that's how awesome our radio show is.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes.
And you may have noticed I'm writing some questions down, and I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Sure.
But was the principal's office carpeted? Did you notice?
Well, we didn't make it that far. We went to one of the teacher's office, and I thought I was only going to talk to one teacher, and then they all came and walked in and sat around, and I thought, oh, my goodness, this is going bad quick.
Now, you're a celebrity. That's what it is.
One lady sat right behind me. I said, good. I was hoping somebody'd have my back in this thing.
Yeah. Well, what I was asking about the carpeting, because
yes.
What's your son's name?
Joshua.
Yeah, he was on the show with you.
Yes, he
time.
Was. Yes.
Did a good job. Would they, give him extra credit if he came in and wet mopped the floor or vacuumed the rugs in the hall?
You know,
whatever?
I believe that we could talk about that. You know, I had one of my boys.
Wouldn't hurt to ask.
For the summer, vacuumed. He literally did whatever they needed him to do around St. Dominic, and that's where I know. If you
help the school out.
If,
you know.
Well, it does. And if anybody ever wants to help out a school or a church, go vacuum the church, and let me tell you, big church, small church, you will realize how long the motors have to run in a vacuum cleaner to clean any church and how desperate they are for very good machines in their church.
Yeah, because you got to get down the aisles and between the pews and under the seats.
And then you got to do it all the time because there's always functions going on that we don't even realize. So there is a lot of vacuuming at the church. You knew I was going to turn this into a vacuum-related, you know,
stuff. Yeah, well, that's what I was hoping.
And
hoping
you did a good job with that.
Yeah, you remember the back in our youth, the TV show. I know it's a while ago.
It's been a while, yes.
A TV show called 20 Questions.
If memory serves, yes, I believe so.
And they got to ask 20 questions, trying to figure out who somebody was or if they were a rock or a mineral or whatever. Anyhow, I thought maybe we can revise the concept if you'll allow me during the rest of the show.
I would love
throw
20
in
questions.
Some questions. And I have, and I've got to watch the time too, because
we're getting close
to the end of this segment. But question number one, and I'll probably lose count before it's over with. If I come in looking for a vacuum or a shampooer or wet mop or any other device, can I try it out? Can I turn it on, plug it in, see what it feels like?
That is what our store is. We are the anti Amazon store. When you come into our store, you get to try all the products, anything you want, and you can try them against each other because, in essence, I want to mirror what Consumer Report does. I don't always agree with their findings because they don't necessarily grab every machine that's out there.
Yeah.
They grab some machines and they test them and then they give you their findings. What I want you to be able to do is what they do. You get to try a machine in your hand and see how it does on the carpet compared to something else. So this is the perfect store for you if you want to try your products out first.
Okay, and when we come back, I got question number two.
Okay, because we got 19 more to go.
Yeah.
All right, guys, stay tuned. You're listening to the Happy Hour with A&A Vacuum, David and Charlie, and we'll be right back.
more Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hi, guys. We're back. David Lord with A&A Vacuum. Remember, we got two locations, one in West Mobile, one in Fairhope. Check us out at our webpage, shoppingforvax.com. Check out our Facebook page. And if you want to listen to this show like all the time, you know, if you want to torture your children, go to our podcast on our Facebook page. And quite frankly, hey, like us. I want to be liked. Yeah. I want to be loved by you.
Let's stop that.
Everybody cover their ears.
Let's stay with light.
All right. Well, then I better move on. Let me thank and congratulate a particular customer and friend, Mr. Lance Weaver. I actually went to school with his family, and they got several Catholics that have gone through school with us. And he came in. He actually owns Sunbelt Insurance Agency out on Three Notch Road. So you got to give him you got to let him bundle your insurance for you. But he came in to get a couple of machines, one for the office and maybe one for his home. And he bought one for the office. It was a Ricard Made in America vacuum. But then for his home, he wanted the best. And as we've spoken before many times about our Infinity vacuum program, he got a Ricard Infinity machine, which means as long as the warranty is, and on that particular machine, it's 5 years, anything that happens to that vacuum for 5 years will be free. And when we talk to him about it, I tell him, I don't care if it falls down the steps. It doesn't matter. It will be free. Ricard will help us to help you. We will take care of it, and it'll be no charge. Each year, whether it's broken or not, he will bring that machine in. He'll get a free, complete tune-up on the machine, and at that time, we will replace all his filters, including the true HEPA filter. All of that will be for free, and I lied. It's not 5 years. It's 6 years.
You have different packages, though.
I do. They can go anywhere from 5 years to 10 years, and just a great, great program.
He got the six.
He got the six.
Okay.
It is a Ricard Vibrance Premium machine. So you could go to our webpage, Shopping for Vax. You could click on that model, and we will demonstrate that model for you and tell you everything you'll get. He will get to rent a shampooer, our best, each year, and get the shampoo totally for free. And if his machine breaks in, the Alabama game, you know, they'll be in the national championship game. You know they will. Mm-hmm. You know they'll win. But before company shows up, if his vacuum were to break and I couldn't fix it immediately, he would take home a loaner vacuum, that same model, home to clean up until the Alabama gets their national championship, and then he can bring it back in a good mood because if they lose, he may pick it up and slam it down. Who knows? And then 10% off anything he purchases for the next 6 years in our store. So if he buys bags, it'll be 10% off. So great, great product, a great program backing it. And I truly appreciate him coming down. He could have gone anywhere to buy a vacuum because to a lot of people, a vacuum is a vacuum is a vacuum. And that is not true, and he now knows that. And so again, Lance Weaver, and check out Sunbelt Insurance Agency out on Three Notch Road.
Well, I'll tell you what, for people who want to get the very best, the Infinity program is the way to go. And you're also getting peace of mind because during that 5, 6, 10 year period, you're covered, you know.
Yes. Well, instead of watching the infomercial, either ordering it to come to your home in a box or picking it up in a box and putting it in a cart and taking it out to your car, what you will never get from us is Do not return to store. Please mail to this address here. He will come in. He will tell me what's wrong, and it will be taken care of. So, yes, it is fantastic peace of mind. And you think, on a vacuum cleaner? Let me tell you.
Hey, the only time, one less thing to worry about.
Yes, the only time anybody cares about their vacuum is when it's broken.
Been there, done that.
You need it badly. So yes, he bought the best, and he's going to get the best from us.
Hey, let's go. Can we go back to 20 questions?
Ask me a question.
All right, here it comes. Number two, if one day I felt like a fool and I bought my vacuum at one of them big box stores, and it's broke, can I bring it to you instead of having to go through that long-distance phone call talking to somebody that doesn't really know English and having to mail my stuff off?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, earlier this week, we had a lady call, and she said, you could tell she didn't quite know how to ask the question, but finally got around to saying, I have an Orec vacuum. I live in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I bought it from a store, and they had this great warranty on it, but they aren't around anymore. Do you do their warranty work? And I said, well, I don't do their warranty work, but my dad used to work for the Orec company many, many moons ago, and I know everything there is about their product line. In fact, I know it better than the people working for them today. I know they skip town in a lot of cities, but there is nothing I don't have for them or can't get. My estimates are always free. And if you come in, especially tell me if you come in from out of town or a long way and that you need your machine quickly, we will get you an estimate immediately for free. And then if you decide to go on and get it done, I can get it done in an hour if that's what you need. So if you've driven in from a long way away, just let me know that. And then I'll say, hey, go get a Coke or something and come back. We'll have you ready. So no, but don't ever be embarrassed about that. And while I'm at it, do not ever apologize for how filthy or dirty you think your machine is.
You've seen them all.
Well, not just that. I want you to know from personal experience, I've got 7 kids. I've got 5 pets. Every filthy thing you can think of has already happened in my home.
Yeah, let's don't get too descriptive.
I won't, I promise. And so feel very comfortable about coming in that we're real live people, and that will not be an issue for us.
All right, question number 3 is related.
Yes.
If I buy anything from you, do I have to put it together? I promise you, I bought half a dozen little vacuum cleaners before you and I started talking together on the radio, and every one of them, I'd say half the time I was trying to put the handle on backwards, or I'd get it together and there was a spring left over and I had no clue where it goes.
If anybody's ever lived, they've done that. I bought a basketball goal one time for my first son, and I threw it away.
I got a daughter and son-in-law that just went through that.
I threw it away.
He had to have 2 buddies come over and help.
I got so mad I didn't want it anymore, and I threw it away.
How can a basketball goal be that complicated?
It probably wasn't. It was me, and you get me outside of fixing vacuums. Like if you want me to work on your car, you'll be walking. But vacuums, I know, and so the answer is, I usually just say, why don't you give me a minute? Takes me 1 minute, and we'll have that thing put together, and then I like to go over it one last time, because when you're looking at things, there's certain things on your mind, but not everything. So sometimes something as simple as the on-off button, it's great to have somebody say, that is the on-off button, because you hadn't thought about that.
And I promise you, it's not upside down.
And if you do buy one from a big box store and you have it in a box and can't put it together, many, many times I've assembled those for you. So bring it on by. I don't care. Just bring it on by.
Well, I would have thought the bump music started. But
you were just tricking me. That's okay.
Oh, I know. We got a little bit of time left. I'm looking at the wrong cue sheet. Probably 45 whole seconds.
Whole seconds.
Yeah.
Well, again, there's nothing about the product. Look, I have some people say I like to put it together, and if you really want to, you can. But, you know, that's the only chance we can show off what we do. So we love to assemble it. We want you to see it. And then, like I said, I like to go over it one last time. Just to go over the bare minimum stuff, you know, how to change a bag, where the belt is. I want you to know about your machine. I'm not telling you I want you to do it.
You're not going to train them to be a technician.
Well, no. And again, there's a lot of my customers that want to know about their machine.
Sure.
But they want the ability to say, here, you fix it. That's my job, and that's what we do. And we will come out to the car and pick it up and bring it in for you.
And I have more probing, in-depth.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Somewhat controversial questions ahead.
Well, that's it. All right, so we'll be back with the happy hour here with A&A Vacuum in just a few minutes, guys.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
All right, guys, we're back. A&A Vacuum Art, two locations, West Mobile, Fairhope. I'll give the telephone numbers again. In West Mobile, 661-3549, and usually you'll catch Stephen or myself or Paul over there, and a lot of people think Paul's my brother, and he might be, but I've been friends with him for 20 years. If he wasn't before, he is now, and we're about the same age. So we've gone through all the same surgeries together, heart problems together. When our wives are mad at us, sometimes I have to say, well, you can have the couch tonight because I have a couch at my store up in one of the offices. So we each have keys, and sometimes we have to give each other the couch when our wives kick us out or something like that.
Talking about that, back when you and I won't mention what radio station it was on or what year it was, but
sure.
We go back a few years.
Yes,
David.
We do.
Was your dad on the show, on those early shows that we did? Did he come in with you? Now, I know the guy from the gym did. What's his name, Jason?
Jason, yeah. Well, it's funny because I do shows with him.
Well, you guys had won some bodybuilder
that's right.
Awards. Do you still have those trophies?
You better believe it. It's all I got, or trophies. Occasionally, you know, we in our entrance at our store, I have family photos,
right?
From my dad's family, you know. So
I was thinking he was on the show with us.
Well, he was. Oh yeah, I'd have to talk him into coming down.
Yeah,
but
because you were the son then.
Yeah. But he would come down, and it was always fun. Everybody that ever did a show with him stopped talking to me, and just enjoyed talking to him. So I couldn't have him on too much, or they'd ignore me every time.
And occasionally he talked about vacuum cleaning.
That's right. But I have family photos filling up our lobby, and it's always a pleasure to watch other people come in and just stare at them for a while. But occasionally I'll get, like, you know, 16, 17-year-old guys coming in, and they'll go, yes, sir, we want to talk to that guy, and it'll be a picture of me when I won a contest, a bodybuilding contest, and I'll have to say, well, guys, I got to tell you.
Showing yourself.
Yeah. That guy is long gone.
he left town in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. He's not the same guy anymore. But luckily, I've got pictures of both two of my boys wanted to compete, and they've done very well, Stephen and Josh, and they've done.
Are they into the bodybuilding thing too?
They like it.
Yeah.
Yes, and they've done pretty well at it. It's but I finally had to stop even going, and you know, I used to even work out with them. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a lot of fun. It's not fun anymore. So I finally went, guys, you're on your own. I wish you the best.
That's right. Bon voyage.
It was a lot of fun, and I'm done with it now. Time to move on to my next chapter.
And I want to move on to my next probing
Let's
question.
Let's do it. Probing question.
I've heard a rumor to the effect that you have a new hotline, and I hope you brought the number with you because I can't remember it. I remembered it last time. So tell us about the hotline. What's it there for, and when can people use it?
Well, it is, the number is 662.
All right, I'm going to write it down this time.
Yes.
662-0599. 0599.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, listen, any question, any, see, they're trying to call me now.
Well, I want them to know that operators are standing by, but we're right. not gonna answer.
You'll have to leave
phone.
A message, but you can call. You can give me if you have a question. Maybe I didn't answer a question fully, or you have some advice, which I do get and try to take. Well, my goodness, that's the time to leave it. Sometimes they have a question. Do I have a filter for an XYZ vacuum? That's perfectly fine. So keep them nice and profanity free, if you could, and because that phone is in my wife's office, and I would I would hate for you to
somebody
hear
wanted,
anything bad.
Somebody on the phone wanted to know if they could order some used HEPA filters.
They could, and I can deliver 30 minutes or less. Yes, with the pizza. I'll deliver the pizza as well.
Okay. And while I was talking to them, I totally missed the hotline. But basically, if people have a question, we try to cover all the questions on the radio show, but in the middle of the night, they might think of something, and they can call in the middle of the night.
That's right.
Now, you're not going to answer it in the middle of the
night. Now, occasionally, I do get, honey, could you make sure you bring a gallon of milk on the way home? So that hotline's used for all kinds of things.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, very important things. But yes, and occasionally Miss Jolene's friends will call, and then you never know where those questions are going to go.
Well, and you never know if they really want an answer or not.
That's exactly right,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm enjoying this 20-question game. You want to do another one?
Listen, I have things to talk about if you don't want to ask a question, but if you do, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not afraid.
I've obviously got my cell phone with me, and I need to turn the sound off. So hang on a minute. Let me do that.
Well, if you know, all
vibrate,
your...
Vibrate. That's what I want.
Yes.
Okay.
We got to keep those ladies from calling all the time.
Okay. Well, if I bring my cell phone into the store, am I allowed to find out your price on a particular unit, and then can I go on and see what Amazon's prices are?
Well, guys,
does that ever happen?
Let me say this, Charlie, you couldn't because I'm looking at that phone, and listen, I saw that in the prehistoric era, mm-hmm. but most people.
Hey, this is one generation up from a flip phone now.
Well, I don't know that truly qualifies as that, but I will say, most of you could, and most of it is in, well, all of it is invited. Something I want to be very clear about is this sound right here, psh, psh, ooh, psh, ah, psh, that's me beating Amazon's prices right there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that. My children have come to me and said, Dad, take the We Beat Walmart signs down. I had four in my Westmobile store. And he said they're great signs and all, but really everybody's checking Amazon before they even check Walmart's price.
Yeah.
And I didn't truly understand that, but now that I do, each Sunday morning I check my prices on my products compared to Amazon's prices. I want to beat them hands down. Having said that, I truly appreciate that all the people, I would say 100% of them will come in and say, look, I don't care that you beat Amazon or not. I just want somebody to back up the product. That's why I drove here and passed by a bunch of stores to get here. And that I truly appreciate. But what I want you to know is we will take care of you and your product. I will show you the best products out there. And then, but I want you to know, it is important to me that you can go to your friend and say, look, this guy will look out for you. Having said that, he's going to beat Amazon's price. So you can look on there, print off a copy, go down. He will already have it beaten. So, yeah, if you want to scan my machines or anything else in the store and check it, for goodness sakes, this is the place to do it.
Just don't call me at home and ask, how do I scan?
That's right. Well, I'm not really even sure how to do that. I just know it can be done. And look,
I've seen people do it.
These, I say young kids, they're 25, 30 years old. But let me tell you, they're smart and they're capable. And this information that they have access to, let me tell you, I got a 25-year-old that gets the best rooms. He goes to places all over the country, and he gets the best promos because he knows how to shop them, and he uses this technology to his advantage.
Yep.
And you know what?
More power to him.
More power to him. I love that he does it, and he has a great experience. And if you ever wanted to know where to go and how much to spend, let me tell you, he'd be the one to ask. So I welcome this new technology, even though I don't truly understand it.
All right, on our 20-question thing, I'm up to question 16. Well, yes. I just put a 1 in front of the 6.
That'll work.
Okay. If I've got a broken belt, or I need new bags, or maybe the cord is messed up, can I just come in and buy the part if I know how to fix it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as you're buying the belt, I'll get you the right belt, which will be unheard of, because by the time most people get to me, they've been everywhere.
Yeah, what is it about, and I'm going to say Walmart. I went in there one time, and this wasn't in the last week or two.
Sure.
And they must have had 15 different kinds of vacuums, and I think it was 3 different kinds of belts.
You got it.
You know, and
that's
so
exactly right.
Some of them, and it may, those 3 may not have worked with any of the 15 they had.
Well, think about this. Every bagless vacuum, there is... You think you're getting out of buying bags, and and you are when you buy a bagless vacuum, but you're not getting out of buying replacement stuff. On a bagless vacuum, you will have anywhere from 2 to 5 filters. 1 or 2 will be washable. All of them are not washable. So I got people that bring in their vacuums with all the filters washed, and when you wash a true HEPA filter, it stays wet forever. So your suction goes to 0, and it smells like something that has died in your vacuum. So when you come in, I'll not only point out the right part, whether it's a belt or a filter or a bag, but then I will tell you before you leave, listen, if you have trouble in any way, bring it up here. I change belts for free on vacuum cleaners. So literally, if you don't want to do it, you get stuck or worried, you're going to, you know, you ever started to replace a $3 part and it turned into a $70 thing because you broke something trying to put it back together. So I don't want that to happen. I want this stuff to work. When it's time to buy a vacuum, great, I want you to remember, but there's no reason to make that happen before it's time. Business is just fine. I don't need to create new business. So yes, use us for that. Again, I don't care if you didn't buy the vacuum from me. I'll change the belt on your Bissell that you bought from Walmart for free, and I'll do it while you wait. So not a problem at all.
And while they wait, they can look around the store.
Oh, for goodness sakes, yes.
And I want to talk about products when we come back.
Okay. God, this is going fast.
You want to tell them what they're hearing?
Yes, it's A&A Vacuum, the happy hour.
Are we renaming the show?
We may be, with David Lord and the Lord family. So you will be right back, guys.
I'll drink to that.
More Talking Dirt is on the way with David Lord.
Hi, guys. We're back, and I better give all the pertinent information because I keep forgetting to do it anyway. We have 2 vacuum stores. West Mobile, it is a block west of University on Cottage Hill Road. Telephone number there is 661-3549. In Fairhope, we're on Highway 98. About a half mile south of Thomas Hospital, across the street from Cecil's Old Time Feed. Telephone number there is 928-9286. Watch us on our television show from 7 to 7:30 on Comcast 6. Check out our webpage, Shopping for Vax, shoppingforvax.com. And if you're checking, especially if you're building a home, go to our built-in vacuum flow section. Man, we show videos of what we do and what the products look like. It is fantastic. Check out our Facebook page. And if you want to hear this show like all the time, check out our podcast on our Facebook page. It is awesome. Jolene Roxbury made it for me, and she did an absolutely fabulous job. So she's worth the millions of dollars that I send her all the time. And it keeps her from holding a sign saying, I will work for food.
Hey, when your third generation family owned and operated store, when are you open?
Oh, yeah, that's probably a pretty good idea, too. Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, Saturday from 8 to 4.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as the Auburn and Alabama game is on, I'm still there, but the store is empty. So if you don't carry...
So are the streets.
So like, if you're like for Notre Dame or something, yeah, that's a great time to come down to my store. You'll have free reign over the whole store.
I wonder if you put up a 80-inch flat screen TV, if... That might help have a football party.
You know, I so badly want to do it. We have argued about it for years, but I know what's going to happen. We're all going to be standing out front doing no work.
Well, the rest of the time, you could be running videos of the TV show.
What? See, that's why I need to see you every week with great ideas like that.
All right, question 17.
Yes.
Thank you, David. I know you offer a number of products to help get rid of stains, get rid of pet smells, to freshen the air
Yes.
in your home. Tell us about some of the cleaning products.
Well, maybe the first one I should talk about, because I've been out of it for a month, and
Lamborghini or whatever
that is. No, I'll get to that too. But my stain remover is called, it's a horrible name, Solazyme.
It's hard to remember.
Yes, it is.
I've still got a half a can at home.
And no one remembers the name, so they just go, I need your stain stuff. It is absolutely the best. I don't care what you've used and what stain you've got. This is the stain eliminator. And for the last month, my in-laws have told me they were going to divorce me because they couldn't. He bleeds. My father-in-law bleeds all the time, you know, the blood thinners and everything else. And it's the only thing that gets it all out. And we got it back in.
Now you're talking about getting it out of the carpet?
Carpet, shirts, car, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. And what I usually tell people is go to a stain that you have written off, because you finally put a pot plant over. No, not a pot plant.
Yeah.
A potted plant. We don't want to get in trouble here.
Yeah.
Over that stain. Because
yeah, we're not at that stage yet.
go to that and remove the potted plant and try this stuff. It is fantastic. Best stain remover ever.
And it's not going to hurt your carpet.
No. I've got a product for odors. I use it on my vacuum repairs, but I use it on everything else. You can mist it on, say, my Jack Russell's dog bed, which is like nicer than my bed. I'll mist it both sides. It completely eliminates the odor, and it is just a fantastic product. It's called Quick Away. And I think 32 ounces is $12.95. You can dilute it. It's fantastic. Use it in your shampooer or just use it straight. Walls, fabric, it doesn't matter. You spray it. You walk away. Rennie Bradner, we know him well. He sells me all my time for this show. He tried it on his area rugs after Katrina, and he misted the top side, and then he flipped it over and misted the bottom side. Got rid of everything. Absolutely fantastic.
Don't forget beeswax.
Oh, man, I did forget that. This beeswax product is a furniture polish, as you would probably imagine, but you won't stop there. Go straight to your windows, your mirrors, the porcelain in the bathroom, your stainless steel products. It is fantastic on every one of them, and it resists smudges. As a matter of fact, one of the janitors that does Cottage Hill Baptist Church and the Cottage Hill Baptist, the Cottage Hill Academy, he said he will go to the urinals and he'll do it once. And then if he goes back, he doesn't even have to spray it. He can just buff out any prints of any kind, and the urinals, the sinks, all look, the stainless steel sinks all look fantastic, and they have praised him about it, and he won't tell them that it's our product. They just think it's just him, and hey, that's okay with me.
Hey, our time's getting kind of short. Let's go to question 18.
Okay.
We keep talking about vacuum cleaners, but you sell other appliances and machines too. What are some of the other things you sell?
Well, so many people go out to, say, Bed Bath & Beyond, and they'll buy a steam mop from Shark. Let me tell you, I sell the best steam mops. They heat up in under a minute. If there's a problem, you'll bring it to me, and I'll solve it. They work beautifully. I sell shampooers, the best shampooers in the business. For the same price that you're buying the Bissells for, you can have a Royal shampooer with a steel motor. When you're through shampooing, it'll dry the carpet in 20 minutes. I sell robotic vacuums. I sell rechargeable vacuums. Again, anything that you've seen at a big box store or online, I sell the same stuff, only much, much better and around the same price.
All right, our time is real short. If I live in a 50-year-old house, which I do, can I get a central vac system put in?
Ah, what a great question. Yes, we went to Biloxi and
did that's question 20, by the way.
Oh, is it? Okay. And we put one in a historic home there overlooking the water. What a beautiful home it was, and what a beautiful job my two boys did, and that's what I want you to know. When you buy from us on built-in vacuums, we don't pawn this stuff off to somebody else that I hired to just put it in. This is my family from beginning to end. If there's a problem down the road, it's my family coming out to fix it. And if it's so bad that my boys don't fix it, well, you'll call me, and I will grab them by the earlobes, and I'll come down with them, and we will fix whatever issues you've got. So, yes, if you're building a home, if you live in a home and you would like a built-in system, we're the guys you want to call.
Well, I tell you what, I think we've covered a lot with my 20 questions.
I think you did.
Thanks for letting me do that,
David. It's a lot of fun. And listen, you may have thought of a question that Charlie didn't think of. Well, that is what the hotline is for. So remember, 662.
Wait. Let me do it.
I'll let you do it.
662-0599.
Well, that's why you're the professional.
I recognize this music.
That is Dad's song, and Dad's going to bring us home again. And listen, guys, thank you again for listening to us. And we'll see you next week for our famous happy hour.
So he's leaving the life he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going
back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, 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 what's left of his world? The world he left behind, not so long.